Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and Hotep, and welcome to Word for the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benson, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today on this Friday, June the 12th, 2020. We're broadcasting here live in Richmond, Virginia, also known as the capital of the Confederacy. And if you've been watching news lately, you've been realizing that the Confederacy is being torn apart. Yeah, taking statues and just pulling them down of the Confederate heroes that the people in this area have been honoring for decades. Yeah, we're in a new time, people, a very new time like never before. We got COVID-19 that has shut the economy down. Over 40 million people have lost their jobs, and they say that probably 5% of those jobs will never come back. And a lot of people don't realize that we got this thing on the horizon called AI, artificial intelligence. It's going to eliminate a whole lot of these jobs on top of those jobs. Artificial intelligence is going to eliminate a whole lot of jobs. Everything from flipping burgers to some things that nurses and doctors do, truck drivers. I mean, you can name it's just a wide range of things that artificial intelligence is going to replace human beings with in the future, in the near future. That's right. And so we also have protests going on basically all throughout the world because we witnessed a young man called George Floyd being murdered on the street by a police officer as he was crying out for help. But today's topic is 14% increase in saving the wrong thing. In other words, saving paper currency is something that the middle class do. And what that does, it keeps them in the rat race. Because paper does not save. It just doesn't save, people. But we just don't know that because the school system did not teach us these things that we try to share with you here on this broadcast 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because the school system is basically designed to make us good, obedient workers. If you actually think about how the school structure is set up, it's set up where you are basically moving by bells. Class starts, the bell rings. Lunchtime, the bell rings. Back to class, the bell rings. And when it's time to go home, the bell rings. And that's how factories operate. I was fortunate enough to only work in one factory my whole life because for some reason, I just could not get with this bell thing, this clock thing. So I remember when I first started working in the factory, I used to forget to punch in and punch out and stuff because I just could not conform to that system, to that program. And so as I became an adult, I always sought out jobs that didn't require me to punch a clock. You know, I just report to work and there I am trading my time for dollars because I still didn't know. Well, the school system was designed for a different age, the industrial age, an age where we would just trade our time for money. And some people during that era were able to buy homes and go on vacation and work for 40 years and retire off of a pension and, you know, kind of live a decent life. Times have changed. You know, the day's average lifespan on the job is only 4.5 years now. And most of the pensions that we once had have been eliminated and replaced with this thing called a 401k, which basically is like playing Russian roulette with your savings because it's based on the stock market, which goes through cycles up and down, up and down, up and down. And if you're not on top of it, a lot of people in 2008 lost about 40% of their savings in the stock market. And the panic was in, so they pulled their money out and had no residual type of income to live off of. And so a lot of them had to go back to work. My dad was one of those people because he depended on the system, you know, that a system that's stacked against us, a system designed for us to fail financially. And why did I entitle this show 14% increase in saving the wrong thing? It's because that's what's happened. You know, since this COVID-19 has taken place, people have stopped spending. They're doing something that they should have been doing all along. More people are saving now than ever before because they don't know when their first paycheck is, next paycheck is coming. They don't know how long they're going to build a job. They don't even know if they're going to get a job. You see, the government did, they did issue what we call a stimulus check to certain citizens here in the United States, $1,200 one time. And I think they need another $1,200 stimulus. I'm an advocate for a universal basic income on top of the job, okay? I read this book by Andrew Yang. It's called The War on Normal People. And it opened my eyes to a whole lot of things. And a lot of things that's happening today was he wrote about in that book. And I wasn't even counting this COVID-19 pandemic that was going to take place, shut down the economy all over the planet. And now we have these protests going on, uprisings going on. They said it's going to be an upsurge of COVID-19, so we're going to have more people getting sick. And the president of the United States said that he's not going to shut the economy down this time. So we may have more people getting sick, more people dying, because the healthcare system here in the United States is subpar. It's terrible. We have no universal health care, and we need that also along with the universal basic income. So what is the wrong thing? We're saving what we call fiat currency. Fiat currency is government-issued money, but it's not real money. Why is it not real money? I know people saying, well, it's real money because, you know, we can buy stuff with it, we can go places with it. It is a means of exchange. That's what it is. It's just a means of exchange. You can use it to exchange it for goods and services. And what the wealthy do, not the middle class, because see, the middle class try to save it. The wealthy don't save this paper. What they do is they take that piece of paper and they acquire assets with it. Now, do you know what an asset is? An asset is something that builds wealth. It's something that creates wealth. It adds to your money supply. It doesn't take away from it like a liability. And the U.S. dollar is a liability. You don't believe me, you can go to the Federal Reserve website and look at their balance sheet, and you'll see the number one liability on their balance sheet is the U.S. dollar and all the currencies in the banks in the United States. It takes away your wealth. It takes away your labor because it's not a safe store of wealth and value. Real money, by definition, should be a store of value. It should be worth as much or more in the future as it is today. And the dollar doesn't do that. Let me give you an example real quick. In 1920, you could buy a brand new Ford truck for $645 or 1 kilogram of gold. I'm going to repeat that. In 1920, you could buy a brand new Ford truck for $645 or 1 kilogram of gold. Fast forward to today, June the 12th, 2020, a brand new Ford SUV will probably cost you about $40,000. Or that same kilogram of gold. You see, since 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its buying power, while gold has increased over 6,000%. In value. But you don't know that because the school system don't want you to know this. They want you to remain in the rat race. They want you to remain on the hamster wheel. They want you to stay in debt until the day you die because that's how the system is designed. It's a debt-based based monetary system, and the only way for it to continue to chug along, to crawl along, is by debt. And so what has happened, the treasurer has been printing, creating dollars out of thin air, increases the money supply, which decreases the value of the dollar. So if you think about it, if you lost 90% of your buying power, not buying power, but if you lost 90% of your power as a human, you'd be on life support. And that's what the dollar is on. It's on life support. It's on its way out. It's a fiat currency. And on average, every fiat currency in history has only had about a 30-year run. We're on the 49th year because in 1971, Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard. The dollar used to be backed by gold. It was $35 an ounce in 1971 for an ounce of gold. Today, it's over $1,700 an ounce for an ounce of gold. Gold has gone up while the dollar has lost its value. In 1971, I think gas was like 35 cents a gallon. Today, it's about $2 a gallon because the dollar loses its value, so it takes more dollars to buy the same thing today than it bought 5, 10, 15 years ago. So there's a 14% increase, but the people are not saving the right thing. So you have an opportunity today, right now, through a company called Carrot Bars International, to open up a free gold savings account. Let me repeat that. You have an opportunity today through a company called Carrot Bars International, a 9-year-old company operating in over 148 countries, to open up yourself a free gold savings account. There's no joining fee. There's no monthly fee. There's no annual fee. It takes less than 5 minutes to register. Now you can start saving the right thing. Pure 999.9 24 karat gold. Why do you want to do that? Because you want to protect your savings from confiscation through this thing called inflation. That's where you see prices are going up because the dollar is getting weaker. Gold will store your labor. Gold will store your buying power. Gold will help you build generational wealth. The dollar won't do that. That's why only the middle class do. And that gap between the wealthy and the middle class is getting wider and wider and wider because the middle class don't know what the wealthy do. So take those paper Federal Reserve notes or whatever country you're located in, and because we're in 148 countries, open up your account and start exchanging that declining paper for real money gold as fast as you can, as often as you can. And guess what you can do? If you share this with other people, you can start earning a residual monthly or weekly income by helping people learn the power of saving in gold. Gold has the power to get you free, people. If you want freedom, we offer you the opportunity to get free from the current monetary system of debt. That's the mission of Dr. Harold Sykes, who is the founder of Carrot Bars International, a man on a mission to help free millions from the current system of debt and find financial freedom so that we can live a life of abundance and help other people along the way. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my little short rant. We only do this for 15 minutes because we don't want to hold up your day. But if you got any value out of this, please share with other people so that they can know what you know. Because now that you know, what are you going to do? Ask yourself that question. Because if you don't know, you don't know. But now that you do know that you don't want to save paper, you want to save it in a precious metal called gold, pure gold, not no ATF paper gold. I'm talking about physical gold that you own personally. The company will store your gold, or you can have it shipped home via FedEx to your front door. The choice is yours. What you're going to do? Stop saving the wrong thing. Pay yourself first. Practice wealth principle number one. Be safe. Have a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday at the same time, same place, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace.